You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another informative podcast of Ask Drone You. As today we discuss how recreational lance authorizations may be changing your strategy as a commercial 107 pilot. As always, my name is Paul.
And my name is Robin. As always, we thank you for being with us today. Thank you for spending a few minutes here.
Yes, thank you. Now, what are we talking about, right? Well, with the evolution of the recreational rules, believe it or not, there have been some recreational pilots applying for lance, taking some of the response times to levels maybe we haven't seen before. But rather, it begs the question, should Part 107 or commercial pilots continue to go after wide area authorizations instead of using the lance system? This is something that you could, again, continue to work through in the coming years. As a pilot, should you have a maintenance schedule for the business? You probably should. And one of those things that should be included on there, wide area authorizations for every airport within 500 miles of yourself. But that's the topic of our question today. And before we play that question, a quick shout out to our friends over at GPC. We are huge advocates of Go Professional cases and continue to utilize their equipment and have even been using their new wheels out in the middle of nowhere on ranches. If you're like me and you love GPC cases, don't forget to use discount code DRONEU15, well, to get a little discount yourself for the world's best drone cases. Protect your equipment, increase the endurance. GPC. That's not their tagline. I just made that up there.
But it works.
Sure does. Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Anthony Herman. I am a drone technical lead at KLJ Engineering. And my question is, what recourse do I have when my lance requests time out due to a lack of response? For context, I am attempting to operate above a grid in Echo 2 or E-surface airspace, but three out of the last three requests have failed to even get a reply. I'm using Skyward, asking for clearance from Minneapolis Center. What am I missing?
Thank you for the question, Anthony. I know that's very, very frustrating, and I'm sure it's being worked on. But in the meantime, you got to fly. You got to do what you need to do, right? So what is he to do? What is somebody in his position supposed to do?
Well, I mean, as I said in the beginning of the show, I really think that with the evolution of recreational lance, maybe some of us as commercial Part 107 pilots, business owners, or DSPs should really revise our current strategy with how we go about airspace authorizations. Because if you're trying to get an approval through lance in maybe a grid area that is not published, or in a grid that's a zero grid, or let's say it's a 100-foot grid and you need to fly to 150 to map a particular area, I think all drone pilots are going to find substantially more success in acquiring a wide area authorization for the entire class of airspace. And if you know that you're going to have potential clients inside of those little grids that have low ceilings, maybe think about applying for another wide area authorization for those particular areas and for particular times, like, you know, during the week, and also particular ceilings in those particular areas. I would apply for two separate authorizations. Now, that being said, what is another solution potentially to this? If you're having lance authorizations just completely negated, are there other recourses? Well, you know, he said he's utilizing Skyward. Don't forget to utilize the UA Sidekick app as well. You know, that's on your phone. It's a mobile device. You may have more success there. But also, what else can you do to really help ensure the success of your lance authorizations? As we have said time and time again, even a few shows ago, what is business built on? It's built on relationships, which is why you should get to know your local airport manager. Go take a tour of the tower. Let them show you what he loves about his work and really listen in. And don't be afraid to let him know how much you care. Because if this particular person were to have a relationship with the airport tower or whoever is making the decisions at that particular airport, I have a feeling that he could write a quick email and say, hey, Bob, I noticed that my authorization had timed out, and I'm going to plan on resubmitting it, and I was wondering if you would help me prioritize this and maybe see it through. Don't forget, always ask for help. Don't assume, don't expect, and really just always ask for someone's help. With that said, I think that they would find more success in getting those authorizations, but we are aware of particular airports that are still not allowing for even a means or a formula to acquire an airspace approval in some zero grids.
And in that case, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you just have to let the client know you can't do it, right?
Yeah, you can't do it.
At least not yet.
Or what I would do... Okay, if you're in a zero grid and your client wants drone photos and you still can't get a zero grid, but you've already taken the project, what could you do? Cherry picker. Boom. Cherry picker.
True.
Cherry picker.
That's true.
Just saying. Just saying. Another thing that you could do is set up a cable cam across two cherry pickers and get some really cool footage on just an Osmo hanging from a... There's so many things you could do.
Like, well, sure. And there's also the economic efficiencies of what these options represent.
Okay.
I don't think you can go to Walmart and pick up a cherry picker, but maybe you can.
You can rent one very easily from...
All kinds of places.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to name that.
I don't know what those cost, though.
United Rentals.
Yeah. And they probably, I would imagine, have different sizes of them, like every other piece of machinery, right? Yeah, that's a really good idea.
True. You know what you could also get is one of those like forklifts they use on the inside of gyms. You know, it's like a scissor lift.
Yeah.
And you could literally be controlling it and just holding the Osmo for like the world's longest, slowest slide. But then you could just speed it up in post and now you have an aerial slide. Boom.
There you go. Always thinking.
Oh, man. There's always creative alternatives to any problem. And I feel like that's a fundamental way to look at life and have success is that problems are not obstacle or problems are not... what is it called? Oh, I can't remember the name. Oh, I have such a good analogy and I'm losing it. Essentially, problems
are an opportunity.
Yeah, they're not obstacles, they're opportunities. So I like problem solving anyway. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like it, you still better learn how to do it, right? And then the more you learn how to do it, the more you like it. So.
And then the more money you make. On that bombshell, that's
right.
Going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.